All right, good looking day out there. Lots of sun. Not as warm as yesterday. A little breezy. We'll detail the weather forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. This would be the time of year we'd be talking about the Sturgeon Festival in Port Huron. It's been a really, really popular event. And joining us now to tell us about the remnants of the Sturgeon Fest for this year from the Friends of the St. Clair River, Sherry Faust. Sherry, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
That event has grown and been so cool. Obviously, you can't do it this year, but tell us a little bit about the Sturgeon Festival first before we talk about the Catch a Keeper contest.
Sure. So we do have an online voting competition going right now called the Sturgeon Story Contest, and this always precedes Sturgeon Festival each year. But I'm happy to say that we are having Sturgeon Festival this year.
You are.
So it's just changed. It's not canceled. Sturgeon Festival has moved to Sunday, August 2nd, and it's still rooted in St. Clair River conservation and protection and Lake Sturgeon outreach. And so Sunday, August 2nd happens to be the night of August full moon, which is called the Sturgeon Moon. So we're going to do some lighthouse climbs underneath the light of the full moon.
How perfect.
On August 2nd. So we're really happy that we didn't have to cancel the event this year. We were far enough along in our fundraising and support from our partners that we've just been able to shift the date to August. And so now we have this Sturgeon Story poster contest going right now leading up to Sturgeon Festival.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about that contest.
Okay. So each year we collect hundreds of posters from fifth graders. This is typically something that fifth graders share their sturgeon story through visual art or drawings or creative writing. In the absence of being able to work with the schools this year to collect these hundreds of posters with students sharing their creativity with us, we put a community twist on it, and we opened up the Sturgeon Story Contest to everyone in the community during the month of May, and now we have our poster finalists on our website, and it's a virtual competition where we're using donations to use for voting to determine the winner of our 2020 Sturgeon Story Contest.
What a great idea. That's fantastic. Where can people go to find out more about this?
Our contest is on our Friends of the St. Clair River website, which is scriver.org. This is our seventh year doing the Sturgeon Story Contest. And so since 2012, we've been doing this contest. We've gotten over 2,000 poster entries. So we're really excited that we had a wide range of children and adults from all across the county participate in our contest this year. And typically, during a typical Sturgeon Festival, we take all the finalist artwork and display it at the festival. And then people that come through the festival use their pocket change to vote for their favorite poster. And then the money that we use goes back into funding our Sturgeon Science School field trips for hundreds of area fifth graders. So we're still staying true to that. We're honoring that this year, but it's just online. So we want everybody to go to the Friends of the St. Clair River website, check out the Sturgeon poster finalists, and cast a vote for your favorite and help us catch a keeper.
What a great idea. Explain the significance of the sturgeon for people that don't know why the sturgeon is such an important fish in our ecosystem.
Yeah, we use the Sturgeon Festival as a way to highlight the story of Lake Sturgeon and really a symbol of the Great Lakes recovery. They were on the brink of extinction, and all they are still a threatened species in Michigan. Their numbers are returning back to normal health, and they're an indicator of ecological health. So it's part of what we do with protecting the health of the St. Clair River. We're monitoring and protecting the river for the health of people, plants, and animals. And the St. Clair River, it's a source of our drinking water. It's what we drink. It's a source of commerce and recreation and pride and beauty. And we want to measure that health. And one way to do that is by looking at the health of the Lake Sturgeon. They're our largest freshwater fish. They're fascinating. They grow 6 feet long, live 100 years old. In fact, we've had sturgeon in our Sturgeon Touch Tank at festival that were close to 100 years old. That means they were alive when Woodrow Wilson was president in office. So that's fascinating, and we want to make sure that they don't go extinct, and so we're celebrating their population. And we have the most that live in the St. Clair River anywhere in the Great Lakes, so Sturgeon Festival in Port Huron is just the ideal location that you can't do really anywhere else in the Great Lakes.
Oh, absolutely. It's, you know, it's kind of a funny looking fish. It's a big fish, but, and that's part of the draw. I think people come and say, well, what a strange thing to celebrate. But the more that you understand, as you just explained, the significance of the sturgeon and what it means to the overall health of the St. Clair River and the whole ecosystem, that's pretty amazing.
It is, and they don't bite, they don't have teeth, so you're never going to be attacked by a sturgeon festival. They're pretty elusive and bottom dwellers on the bottom of the river, but we bring the sturgeon to the people at the festival because you really probably may never have a chance to see a sturgeon unless you come to the sturgeon festival. So we're connecting people with the research, with the science, with the biologists that are studying them, and then helping people understand how they really relate to the health of the St. Clair River that we love to boat and fish and swim in and drink.
August 2nd, that's a Sunday, right, at the Fort Gratiot Light Station?
Yep, it's the full moon night, and we'll be climbing the lighthouse during the sturgeon full moon on the 2nd, and we want everybody to vote for their favorite sturgeon story poster right now on our website, and then the winners will have a chance to see their design appear on some festival swag, and then we'll have all the finalists displayed during the festival also.
All right, I'll get my colored pencils out. I'll start working on something right now.
We have some great finalists on the website at scriver.org, so I hope everybody jumps on to see what families did and over the last couple months to submit a sturgeon story poster.
Yep, check it out, scriver.org, the Friends of the St. Clair River, or follow them on Facebook or go to sturgeonfestival.com. And August 2nd will be this year's Sturgeon Festival in Port Huron. So great to hear that that's continuing, albeit a little bit different this year, but it seems like the appropriate time to do it, and sounds like a lot of fun. We look forward to it.
All right, thank you, Paul.
Thanks, Sherry. Take care. Bye-bye.